strange sensation, strange and disturbing. And yet, the touch of his fingers aroused me sexually, for the first time in my life. Sex had been nothing but a source of pain for me until I became a prostitute. The mere thought of it had filled me with fear, fear of the pain I knew I would have to endure. Just the opposite happened after I became a prostitute. I felt nothing. I no longer felt pain, but I felt no other sensations either. I would sigh and pretend to be aroused for the pleasure of the customer, but it was all fake, a professional act. When he touched me, though, my sighs were real. They came out of my body's innermost depths. I knew that something inside me had begun to move, as if my center of gravity were changing location in my body, first to one place and then to another. At last, the man stopped moving his fingers. With his hands on my waist, he seemed to be thinking. Through his fingertips, I could tell that he was steadying himself, quietly regularizing his breathing. Then he began to remove his clothing. I kept my eyes closed and my face buried in the pillow, waiting for what would come next. Once he was naked, he spread my arms and legs open wide. The room was almost frighteningly quiet. The only sound was the soft rush of the air conditioner. The man himself made almost no perceptible sounds. I couldn't even hear him breathing. He placed his palms on my back. I went limp. His penis touched my buttocks, but it was still soft. Just then the phone on the night table began to ring. I opened my eyes and turned my head to look at the man's face, but he seemed unaware that the phone was ringing. It rang 8 or 9 times and then stopped. Again, the room became silent.
Greta Kano paused at that point for a few measured breaths. She remained silent, looking at her own hands.
"I'm sorry," she said, "but do you mind if I take a short break?"
"Not at all," I said. I refilled my coffee cup and took a sip. She drank her cold water. We sat there without speaking for a good 10 minutes.
His fingers began to move again, touching every part of my body.
Greta Kano continued.
Every part, without exception. I lost the power to think. My ears were filled with the sound of my own heart, pounding, but with a strange slowness. I could no longer control myself. I cried out, aloud, again and again as he caressed me. I tried to keep my voice in check, but another someone was using my voice to moan and shout. I felt as if every screw in my body had come loose. Then, after a very long time, and with me still lying face down, he put something inside me from behind. What it was, I still have no idea. It was huge and hard, but it was not his penis. I am certain of that. I remember thinking that I had been right. He was impotent after all. Whatever it was that he put inside me, it made me feel pain for the first time since my failed suicide attempt. Real, intense pain that belonged to me and to no one else. How can I put this? The pain was almost impossibly intense, as if my physical self were splitting in two from the inside out. And yet, as terrible as it felt, I was writhing as much in pleasure as in pain. The pleasure and pain were one. Do you see what I mean? The pain was founded on pleasure and the pleasure on pain. I had to swallow the two as a single entity. In the midst of this pain and pleasure, my flesh went on splitting in two. There was no way for me to prevent it from happening. Then something very weird occurred. From between the two split halves of my physical self came crawling a thing that I had never seen or touched before. How large it was, I could not tell, but it was as wet and slippery as a newborn baby. I hadn't the slightest idea what it was. It had always been inside me, and yet it was something of which I had no knowledge. This man had drawn it out of me. I wanted to know what it was. I wanted to see it with my own eyes. It was a part of me after all. I had a right to see it, but this was impossible. I was caught in the torrent of pleasure and pain, an entirely physical being. I could only cry out and drool.